First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour. Raul Castro says that the Trump administration is the most serious threat of the last 5 decades in the region.
Cuban president recalls 74th anniversary of U.S. atomic attacks against Japan.
Cuba expresses full support of Venezuela in aftermath of additional U.S. sanctions.
Venezuela calls on United Nations to condemn U.S. blockade.
And now the news in detail. Cuba says that the current U.S. government poses the biggest threat of the last 5 decades to peace and stability in the Latin American and Caribbean region. An article published in the Wednesday edition of the Daily Granma features excerpts of the speech delivered by Raul Castro, the first secretary of the Cuban Communist Party, during the second extraordinary session of the 9th legislative session of the Cuban Parliament, in which the new constitution was proclaimed, last April the 10th. Then, Raul Castro pointed out that in Venezuela, what is being defined today is whether it is true that Latin American and Caribbean nations have the right to self-determination. In his remarks, Raul Castro recalled that on July the 26th, 2018, when commemorating the 65th anniversary of the Moncada attacks, and on January 1st of this year, when celebrating the 60th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution, he warned about the adverse scenario that had been formed and the resurgence of the euphoria and haste of the enemies interested in destroying the example of Cuba. He added that on both occasions, he pointed out his conviction that the empire was closing in on Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, and that facts have confirmed that appreciation.
The Cuban Communist Party leader noted that Latin America and the Caribbean was declared a zone of peace, and progress was also made towards achieving a more respectful relationship with the region's northern neighbors. But he acknowledged that the present-day scenario is different. The current United States government and its hegemonic ambition towards the region pose the biggest threat of the last 5 decades to the peace, security, and well-being of Latin America and the Caribbean. In pursuit of the objectives of domination, he exemplified how coup d'etat have been orchestrated to remove progressive presidents from power and, in order to avoid the rise of left-wing leaders, their participation in elections have been prevented through media campaigns and obscure judicial cases. Unfortunately, he added, there are governments and political forces that irresponsibly accompany imperialism in this bellicose escalation. The incessant siege against the sister Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, with the use of unconventional methods of warfare and economic asphyxiation, is the main focus of aggression, yet the threat concerns us all, he said.
The leader of the Cuban Communist Party stressed that the Venezuelan government and the Chavista people are writing admirable pages of resistance. On Bolivarian soil today, it is being defined whether sovereign power rests with the people or with a foreign government, whether it is acceptable for a powerful country to determine who the rulers of an independent state are, whether the norms and principles governing the United Nations have real value or are dead letters, whether the peoples of the region will remain passive to the rapture of foreign power in a sister nation or respond in repudiation of crime. Raul Castro ratified Cuba's firm solidarity and support for the Bolivarian and Chavista revolution, for President Nicolás Maduro Moros, and for the civil and military union of his people. And in the article published in this morning's edition of the Granma newspaper, Raul Castro conveyed to the more than 20,000 Cuban collaborators, 61% of whom are women, who are fulfilling a mission in Venezuela, a profound recognition for their commitment and consecration to the noble and profoundly humanitarian task that they perform in the service of the families of that sister nation of Venezuela. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled this August the 6th, the U.S. atomic bombings on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki 74 years ago. The attacks were carried out on August the 6th and August the 9th, 1945, respectively, with more than 450,000 people killed immediately by the attacks as a consequence of disease generated by nuclear radiation. Humanity should not forget this horrible event of history, hatched by imperial arrogance, its criminal weapons, its nuclear race, and despise for the peoples. No to genocide and imperial barbarity, wrote Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on his Twitter account.
Cuba has expressed its full support to the people and government of Venezuela in the aftermath of Washington's further tightening of economic sanctions against the South American nation. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that imposes a near total blockade on Venezuelan government assets in the United States, which includes an embargo against food suppliers, among other basic inputs. This is the first time in 30 years that Washington takes such an action against a sovereign country. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel blasted the latest anti-Venezuela maneuver by the ultra-right-wing administration. Quote, "The U.S. government, frustrated because of the courage and resistance of the Bolivarian Revolution, is cowardly turning now to blocking Venezuela assets. It's a plunder, a theft, brutal anger that we should not allow. We stand in solidarity with Maduro and the Chavista people."
You've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. And in the Havana area, you may be listening on your FM radio at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Venezuela has sent a letter to the Security Council of the United Nations and its Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, in which Venezuela urges condemnation of the total economic blockade ordered by U.S. President Donald Trump. The Venezuelan ambassador to the United Nations, Samuel Moncada, recalled that the Security Council has the responsibility to intervene using the powers given by the Charter of the United Nations. He said, "We are the spearhead of the resistance of this supremacist wave that the United States is leading. The United States acts as a world kingdom that rules the world in spite of the United Nations," said the ambassador. Earlier, Vice President of Venezuela Delcy Rodriguez and Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza denounced the total financial blockade that Donald Trump ordered against Venezuela on Monday. The Venezuelan government has reiterated the imperial character of the executive order signed by Trump, which freezes Venezuela's assets in that country of the United States, affecting the acquisition of food, medicines, and other basic supplies.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza strongly denounced the total economic blockade imposed by the administration of Donald Trump by way of an executive order. At a press conference held in Caracas Tuesday afternoon, Arreaza said that the order includes 7 decrees and makes them into law in order to restrict the commercial, financial, and economic capacities of the Venezuelan government led by President Nicolas Maduro in a bid to oust him from power. Arreaza warned that the U.S. president plans to issue another decree to execute a total blockade of Venezuelan government's assets abroad. The top Venezuelan diplomat said he had reviewed the latest U.S. coercive measures against Venezuela and said while they will leave a historical scar on his country's population, they are not enough to break his country. It takes much more than a magnate president to violate the dignity of Venezuela.
Japan has described the United States as a gun society and issued warnings for its citizens about traveling to the country in the aftermath of multiple mass shootings that took place over this past weekend. The Consulate General of Japan in Detroit, Michigan, warned Japanese residents in a statement on Tuesday to beware of the potential for gunfire incidents everywhere in the United States. The Japanese consulate also advised residents to continue to pay close attention to safety measures. Similar alerts were released by 5 other foreign countries after the 2 deadly shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, claimed 31 lives in less than 1 day over this past weekend.
The president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, said in an interview he is pushing for legislation that would protect police officers and citizens who shoot to kill suspects, adding that criminals should die like cockroaches. "These guys are going to die in the streets like cockroaches, and that's how it should be," he said of any alleged criminals. In the interview, Bolsonaro announced that he sent a bill to Congress that, if passed, will provide legal cover to police officers so that they can use firearms without running any risk of being prosecuted. The president claimed that violence rates would fall drastically if the police could shoot to kill, knowing that they will not be brought to justice. He added that security forces should be decorated for using their guns instead of being taken to court. Bolsonaro's comments triggered outrage among the opposition and human rights movements. "These are abhorrent comments," said Ariel de Castro Alves, a human rights activist and lawyer in Sao Paulo, who added that Bolsonaro's discourse has caused a rise in deadly police brutality and whose victims are overwhelmingly poor, young black men.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says that Washington could impose sanctions on any international company for conducting business with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Bolton said, "We're sending a signal to third parties that want to do business with the Maduro regime, proceed with extreme caution." He said this during a summit on Venezuela in the Peruvian capital of Lima on Tuesday. The measure means that international companies will have to choose whether to access the United States and its financial system or do business with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. His remarks came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump issued an order that blocked all property and interests in property of the government of Venezuela that are in the United States. According to Peruvian officials, Bolton said that the new measure equates the amount of tripling the current sanctions related to Venezuela.
Thousands of workers marched Tuesday through the streets of Sao Paulo against the pension reform proposed by the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro. The demonstrations, organized by Brazilian unions and social organizations, seek to prevent the approval of the pension reform as Congress gets set for a second round of debates regarding the controversial bill. The unions affirm that the bill violates workers' rights and, therefore, represents a setback for labor rights. The demonstrations were organized by members of the People Without Fear Front and of the Workers' Party, the PT, that have mobilized since Monday under the slogan "Dictatorship Never Again." Bolsonaro, we are not afraid of you. Unions also gathered at the Sao Paulo airport to pressure the deputies who were heading out to the capital, Brasilia. Protests are slated for tomorrow, Thursday, and will be held outside the Congress, where a vote will soon take place that will decide the fate of Bolsonaro's pension plan.
And a large car bomb explosion outside a police station in the Afghan capital of Kabul has left at least 95 people wounded. The blast occurred during the morning rush hour on Wednesday, shortly after an explosive-laden vehicle stopped at a checkpoint outside the police station in a busy neighborhood in western Kabul. An Afghan health ministry spokesman said that at least 95 people, mostly civilians, and including women and children, had been taken to the hospital. One witness said, "I heard a big bang and all of the windows of my shop broke with glass flying everywhere." The nature of the incident seems to be a complex attack against the police headquarters of Police District No. 6 in Kabul. The blast also caused massive destruction, said one local resident. According to other witnesses, small arms fire could also be heard following the explosion. And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines. Raul Castro says that the Trump administration is the most serious threat of the last five decades in the region.
Cuban president recalls 74th anniversary of U.S. atomic attacks against Japan.
Cuba expresses full support of Venezuela in aftermath of additional U.S. sanctions.
Venezuela calls on United Nations to condemn U.S. blockade.